Hello everyone, it's Jana here, our Jane twin, and I've got Simon with me, SM twin, and we have the children as well, and my brother and wife, and another little girl, and we are in a very strange place. At the moment we're looking at fish. We look down, we're on the bridge, and we're looking down at the fish. Some of them are goldfish, even though they're probably not goldfish, are they? They're just, they're as, almost as big as carp. And then there are some other black ones. Don't know exactly what they are. But yeah, it's a very strange place. So we are here in the place where they used to mine a lot of brown coal for energy, and in fact, looking across, you can see one of the power stations where they're still doing that. Are you taking a picture of me now? No. And this place here has been landscaped because there was nothing here. This was desert after they moved on and stopped mining the coal, because that's how they leave the landscape. There's nothing else to do. So yeah, this is a very timely reminder here, isn't it, that you have the power station just opposite. That's obviously still working.
Very much so.
You can see a lot of steam coming out. So in here, we are in this, what did you call it, Teletubby land?
Yeah.
It does have a feel of that. So obviously there's this lake, and in the meantime, there are lots of plants around that are kind of like little pom-pom shapes, little round shapes, so it looks a bit like, well, it all looks very landscaped and very artificial, and they are showing off certain plants in certain areas, but there's lots of stones, so they call it the Foundling Park, so they have lots of these really big stones that just turn up.
Some artificial hills.
Yes, artificial hills, and all these stones.
And big stones, yeah.
And plants of different textures and colours, and so depending what time of year you come here, you'll see different ones flowering, so then I think it will look different again. And there's lots of stones, lots of small stones, lots of some pebbles all around, and it's sort of, yeah, that's I suppose the Teletubby bit, isn't it, that you get all this grass, some small flowers on, and there's a little stream going through, and it's all and that's framed by a bit of pebble all the way along.
Yeah, and bark flower beds.
Yeah. So yeah. Strange place. Very strange. But also very, very calming somehow.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
It's very relaxing. I think some of the plants remind me of sort of Japanese gardens, and even this bridge you were standing on, when you see it, it all has a bit of a Japanese feel about it here. So, yeah. And there's a few people walking around. But it is actually sponsored by one of the big companies that are involved in brown coal over here, I saw. So, yeah. Well, maybe I'll take a photo from here and I'll give an idea of the place with the power station in the background.
Yeah, I was wondering which picture you were going to use to...
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll take a few and then make
montage.
Up a threes or a fours, yeah. It's difficult to choose, isn't it? Yeah, well, we'll have to keep going round and see what else there is to find. Interesting. Well, thanks for listening. Well, I'll pause this here. If we find anything else interesting, I'll add. But otherwise, until next time. Right, I had to come back in after all. We just walked up the little hill here in the middle of this park. And on the side of that are strange shapes. Lots of tiny white stones in a particular pattern. And we were wondering what that was about. And then every now and then... there are also quite a few big stones, the foundlings that are lying about, and there's a big display explaining what it all means. And I looked at it, and all of a sudden I was transported back to one of my geography lessons, back in third grade or something, whenever we looked at this. Of course, it's all about the Ice Age. This explains how the ice was advancing from Scandinavia and came all the way down here and to this part of eastern Germany. This is how far south the ice made it back then. So the hill basically shows you the shape of Europe, and then all the foundlings there have a little sign on them saying where they came from and sometimes how many million years ago they were formed. So it's quite amazing to think that there was a big wall of ice that would have brought all those huge stones. They're basically as big as as high as a chair, most of them. Big rocks. And they are found in this area. And I just thought, how cool. I mean, I can't explain it to you because I did it all in German. I don't know what the English is for all these things. But just sort of looking at it, Endmoräne, Urstromtal, it brought it all back. That's what we did in geography. Yay. So if this park had existed then, that would have been really useful to come here and see it all in action. They also have quite a few other things that sort of show you the ages of the earth and what they were called and what sort of stones were formed and how it all fits together, you know, when oil and gas was created and the metals, and so it's all really interesting. So it's educationally informative as well as a nice place. The kids are in the playground at the moment because that was the main attraction. The playground is full of sand and also stones. It's got a slide, but it all looks quite wild. And they have a well, an actual well. Okay, it's not very deep, but it's a well. So there's a bucket hanging from a large piece of wood which you can dip down into the well, and then you can empty the bucket into some contraption where the water then runs down, you know, like they would have had in the olden days where someone actually sat and made this out of a tree. I can't think of the word anymore. And then the water runs off to the left and to the right into the sand, so you could basically make your own little sand castle if you wanted to. So, brilliant. So that's what the kids are busy doing at the moment. And also, the weather's cleared up unexpectedly. It's really sunny now. So, excellent. Right, and and then opposite is this power station, and the steam going up looks quite dramatic in the sunlight. I'll see if I can capture that. Right, thank you again for listening. I'm really going now, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.